Welcome to this latest edition of the MPFT podcast. Research and innovation plays a hugely important role in shaping how the NHS transforms its services to further improve healthcare for people of all ages, and we're proud to be one of the leading trusts nationally in this area. This commitment and ambition towards developing award-winning research and innovation has led to the organisation being granted University Trust status by Keele University. This is a huge milestone as it culminated in us updating our name to Midlands Partnership University NHS Foundation Trust. In this podcast, we'll hear from some of those who have led the way in marking this exciting new chapter of the Trust, starting with our Chief Executive, Neil Carr.
Gaining university status means everything. I hope it means a lot for the organisation. It certainly means a lot for me personally. If you think where we were 10 years ago and the journey we've been on in growing individuals to become researchers, to become innovators, to challenge the way we do things around here is fundamentally important. For me personally, I wanted to ensure that we were an organisation based on evidence-based practice, that we had a group of research competent, capable individuals, but an organisation that was research aware. They knew what good practice looks like. They're able to manage themselves and to measure themselves against what good, outstanding looks like. And collectively, we can move forward. We should be very, very proud of the fact that this organisation has secured over £50 million worth of research investment, and as a consequence, patients and staff have significantly benefited. The other thing that I'm particularly proud of is the fact we're an integrated organisation. We're based not only on healthcare, but social care, and I'd like to think we now have a growing and very capable cadre of social work, social care researchers who are thinking how we can further strengthen that that integrated care, that offer to the whole person, whether we call that a client or a patient. And I think the other thing we need to celebrate, this makes us one of only 50 trusts in the country to have achieved university status. And everyone in this organisation should be incredibly proud of that.
Ruth Lamley-Burke is the Trust's Director of Research and Innovation. She and her team have played a crucial role in making Midlands Partnership a national exemplar and in securing the recognition of University Trust status.
When the pandemic hit, we were approached as a region by the Clinical Research Network West Midlands and NHSE to think about whether we could set up vaccine centres. At the time, we were the first to open up a vaccine centre with, you know, a ward that was unused. The team really pulled together. We worked in collaboration with primary care, with the clinical trials unit at Keele University, and it really was all hands to the pump to open the first at that time trial to look at novel therapies to fight the pandemic. The team did outstanding. We were able to bring people in rapidly and safely, and you know, it was a real testament to a trust like ours, which is an integrated trust, not a big acute hospital, that was able to do that at the time. And I think that shows what a forward-thinking organisation we are, and really we're able to make decisions rapidly and benefit our population that we serve. A few years ago, we were approached by Shropshire Community Healthcare Trust to support them with their research strategy. At that time, I think it was one member of administrative staff. Fast forward to now, we've got a service level agreement, we've got a team of researchers, we've won awards with the team, we have a five-year plan with the team, and it's been a great pleasure to see them thrive and the way that they're driving their research strategy, and that's in partnership with ourselves. And it's really exciting because now we're on to our next stage of the journey, which is the development and the consultation about our overarching research strategy with Keele University.
In his role as the Trust Medical Director, Dr. Abid Khan has helped to spearhead Midlands Partnership's transformation towards becoming an organisation driven by research and innovation.
In my mind, the journey was about developing a culture where education flourishes. And to this end, it's not just about educating medical students, it is about educating nurse students, PA students, social work, first responders, and many other disciplines. So they need to feel that our organization welcomes them. Whichever area they go in, for example, in the wards or in the community, they need to feel comfortable, and the team needs to be comfortable in helping them settle in and teach them. At any one time, in a year, we have about 1,000 students go through the trust. About 300 of them are medical students from Kiel, and another couple of hundred from Leicester. And we have got other universities that want to join us. We need to have these students have good tutors who are interested in teaching and take this as their responsibilities. When we have students, we have to have excellent tutors. And our consultant workforce, medical workforce, multidisciplinary teams, nurse consultants, social work consultants, they all are involved in teaching and they support these students as they go through our organization. In addition to this, we have got overseas links. We have two strong links, one in New York, students from Wagner Medical School, and Arcadia University in Philadelphia. They come regularly to the trust. These are PA students, and we teach them about socialized medicine in the UK. We similarly have arrangements in Pakistan, where we have Army Medical Corps students or qualified doctors who come for higher training in this organization. So these things are only possible if we have a culture that everyone is committed to training and education. I want to emphasize the training we provide. And this training is for all our junior doctors that come to the trust from the deanery and from overseas, and we provide excellent training opportunities for them. The trust is particularly keen in focusing on research that improves patient care. All research improves patient care, but we want to do research that has practical benefits to our service users. So, for example, research on promoting evidence-based practice. So all our doctors take part in following NICE guidelines, looking at taking steps that our treatments we offer are evidence-based.
That's it for this MPFT podcast. You can subscribe and listen to previous episodes by searching for the MPFT podcast via the usual platforms. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.